Welcome to the Power Hour. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I am sitting in as a guest host for Daniel Brigman. I'm so pleased to be back, and welcome to the Power Hour. I have two incredible guests for you today. Our first hour guest is Michael Horn, who has over 40 years of experience as a science researcher and began his study and research into the UFO contacts of Billy Myers in 1979. In 1986, Billy found previously unknown warnings, originally published by Billy Meyer beginning in 1951, about unnatural man-made climate change, global warming, the increased frequency and intensity of storms, blizzards, tsunamis, and the coming climate destruction. Michael also found that Mr. Meyer was the first person to warn about the damage to the ozone layer from the A-bomb explosions and about the connection between the extinction of petroleum and earthquakes and volcanic eruptions, all of which were subsequently scientifically collaborated. Now, I have been following Michael Horn's work about Billy Meyer for years and years and years, and I thought for everything that's happening in the world today, we could not have a better, more informed guest. Michael, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you very much, Sharon. We meet again, and I'm very happy to be able to be speaking to you and with your audience today. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Michael, would you just give our audience a brief, and it doesn't have to be too brief because I don't know how many of them have heard of Billy Meyer before, but who Billy Meyer is and why it's so important that we listen to him?
Sure. Well, you know, I could tell you this. Billy Meyer is the reason that there is a UFO controversy going on, for better and for worse, in the world with what people are making of it. So let me fill you know, people in a bit, as you've suggested. Billy Meyer is a now 84-year-old Swiss man who claims that since he was a 5-year-old boy, nearly 80 years ago, he has been having voluntary face-to-face meetings with human beings from another star system, and that these meetings continue to this day. He claims and has supported his claims with voluminous, independently analyzed and authenticated evidence that is unparalleled for quality. It's still irreproducible. And in addition to the physical evidence, meaning well over 1,200 clear, primarily daytime UFO photos, films, video, and other hard physical evidence, he's published over 45,000 pages of information that contains also a huge number. So far, we have found in the English versions alone, because it's all published in German, we have found over 250 specific examples of error-free, prophetically accurate scientific information. And the beat goes on. And at the core of this case is a teaching that is ostensibly also studied by the extraterrestrials. And it's a teaching on how life and the universe works. It's a non-religious, belief-free teaching that covers just about anything you can think of, and probably more. And that's kind of a quick overview of Billy Meyer, but it doesn't do justice to what is a monumental, monumental outreach to the people of Earth that is largely, largely unknown and greatly suppressed, and the suppression of which has actually cost us tremendously and continues to cost us tremendously in many ways. So that's like a quick version.
So, well, and there's been many attempts on Billy's life because of this information he's been putting out and its accuracy from people that don't want it out. Do you want to address that at all?
Yes. Well, to date, there have been 23 documented attempts on his life. There have been attempts to kidnap his children in the past. There's endless defamation and character attacks against him. This is a man who has somehow endured all of the, you know, slings and arrows that have been hurled at him and keeps on going. He makes no public appearances. We've done I've done about five films. I have him, an interview in, I think, three of those films and some other interviews as well. He doesn't seek attention. He's not selling his material for profit. He does publish books that through a nonprofit publishing company in Switzerland. He's written over 60 books. Just a most remarkable, pleasant, genuine, loving human being who simply knows what his experiences are, and he's not alone with this. There are over 100 eyewitnesses to the craft. I happen to be an eyewitness to the craft. There are five other photographers who photograph these objects. There's probably a half a dozen people who've accidentally seen the people that he meets with, and yet the man just goes on about his work, trying to make a difference in the world. He's just had a most remarkable life, even outside of the whole UFO thing. His life has been just like Lawrence of Arabia meets Luke Skywalker, meets goodness knows who else, Indiana Jones or something, because he's just had this adventurous and remarkable life, and he keeps on going.
So what is the core, is the core of all of his teachings warnings about humanity, or is the real core what he has to say about how we ought to be living our lives?
Well, it's not necessarily an either or, because let's put it this way. As a 14-year-old boy, Billy Meyer began to publish the information that he had learned from his teachers, first teacher at the time, and subsequent teachers, and that he had been shown in his journeys with these people. He was the first person that I have found who, in 1951, at the age of 14, warned about unnatural man-made climate change, global warming, the destruction to the ozone, the development of highly advanced beam type and ray weapons and things. I mean, on and on, 14 years of age, and sent this information with the help of some of his school teachers. He sent this to people in different countries and all. He was not listened to. He wasn't responded to, but he had just a most remarkable output beginning at 14. Now, the theme of his material from the get-go has been that every human being is solely responsible for their own lives, for their own thinking, feeling, their actions, that they cannot depend on real or imaginary outside forces to be responsible for what they think, feel, and do. Now, that might sound either simplistic to some people or even a little bit obscure, but what he started to write about at the time was that humankind has, for the longest time throughout history, abdicated its responsibility as individuals and as groups and countries to do many things that would have prevented some of our most horrific human history, and some of the things that, through prophecies and predictions that came from his extraterrestrial teachers and the previous contactees / prophets of the past with whom they worked, as well as would come from him, would show us that a future was coming for humankind that we would want to do everything possible to alter, to avoid, to improve upon. Unfortunately, as we've talked about briefly here, 23 attempts in his life, that's kind of symbolic for the way he has been received in the world since his teen years, to be honest, and how the message that he has brought on behalf of the extraterrestrial human beings like us, and that he himself has created and formulated in hundreds and thousands of pages of self-authored information, how it has been ignored and even ridiculed, attacked, defiled for all these years of his life and his activity, And many, many of these things that he has forewarned of are now unfolding in our world and threatening to continue to unfold. Some of the things that we really should have avoided are coming our way. And he's not somebody who goes out and screams about stuff. He isn't someone who's pounding on a table telling people they must listen and they must change. He simply has prevented, I wish we'd prevented the things that are coming, but he's presented this information as he's presented all of the information that he's published in clear, logical, you know, ways, more as a teaching overall than as, you know, any kind of, it's not a proselytizing, it's not trying to get people to join something or anything. It's to get people to realize, again, number one, we are responsible solely for our own lives. Number two, we have to learn to see things as they really are, not the way we wish them to be, the way we fear they might be, but the way that they are, so that we can make reasoned, logical decisions and choices as to how we will think and consequently how we will feel about things and act about things, so as to create the lives we prefer to have, not the lives that are going to otherwise be dictated to us by the powers that be of this world.
So, what are some of Meyer's most well-known predictions of the past? And then we'll get into what's occurring now. So what is he predicted that we didn't listen to and that came to pass?
Well, you know, in the earlier years, in the 1970s, when he was in a very specific phase of his contacts with these people, they would at that time give him predictions about events that would take place within a fairly short period of time, as well, you know, long range, but the short range ones, a few weeks to months, for events that would take place such as avalanches, earthquakes, upheavals, political assassinations, criminal acts and stuff that he would be permitted to publish. Now, this did not gain the attention of people as it was intended. So they stopped with those, and it was, for a time, the focus more on, let's say, the more ancient, if you will, prophecies and predictions. I had alluded to the fact that there were contactees / prophets in the past with whom these extraterrestrials, their own ancestors, had worked. And we know some of the names of these prophets. For instance, I'll rattle them off. We won't know. There'll be one in there that'll be unfamiliar to a lot of people. But here are these are the names of the contact people who were prophets in the past in our human history, who were connected to this race that was already, as long ago as 13,500 years ago, working with the earliest prophets. So we had the name that they use for this man is Henoch, which in English or in other languages as well is Enoch, Elijah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Emmanuel, Muhammad, and the last one being Billy. Now, Emmanuel is not a name that's necessarily familiar to everybody. It's appeared twice, or in both, I should say, it appeared in the Old Testament in Isaiah 7:14, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, and in Matthew 1:23, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. In the Old Testament, all other references to that prophet used the name Jesus or Jesus Christ. Now, there's a lot of stuff in this material, just in case it isn't apparent already, that people would find to be very controversial, they might be offended by it, what have you. It's simply the information presented. There's nothing to believe here. So people are always free to question this, to ignore it, to neglect it, to challenge it, to study, to determine for themselves what the truth of the matter is, because as we said, the first principle is we're all responsible for our own lives. And that means we're all responsible for, taking any information we receive and reasoning our way through it and going with it. So these prophets, and yes, Muhammad was also listed, and we are told in this information, it's quite vast, that virtually all of the teaching and information from these prophets of the past had been falsified to one degree or another. And in the case of the man known as Muhammad, they said he was never someone who married 9-year-old children or any of that kind of stuff. He was a man who was a liberator of women at the time he lived. And as was the case for the prophets before him, his teaching had been changed and falsified, and he did not write the Quran as it exists, but he had a cousin, I think, named Omar, and he, along with some of the caliphs, they changed things around and created a falsified version of the true teaching here. And this is, as I say, there's plenty of stuff to scratch your head about here or to question and challenge, but there's nothing to believe. Now, we look at your question, well, what did he predict, or what were any of these prophecies and predictions? Well, some of the ones that actually are in a document called the Henoch prophecies or the Enoch prophecies, they foretell some things that are quite pertinent to us today. Among them, just randomly off the top of my head, they had forewarned that radical Islam, Islamists and Islam, radical Islam, not the everyday Muslim people who are believers in that faith, would become very dangerous and deadly, would present a lot of terrorism to the world. And in the course of that, there would be fire and arson and destruction, especially in France, and that Paris ultimately would fall to radical Islam, which would not be limited to France. It would be raging throughout other parts of the world, Europe and all. Now, this had been in the Henoch prophecies in German for the first time in 1987, and it was published in English in 2002. It was on my website since then. However, as early as 1958, in other predictions that Meyer published, that came from him and from his teachers, 1958, they were already foretelling radical Islam and the damage it was going to do worldwide through terrorism. But in the same document, in the Henoch prophecies, they also foretell the movement of Russian troops to a place called Arkhangelsk. That's in northern Russia, Siberia, I believe. And again, I had this on my website in 2002. Now, I'll give you a little anecdote here about this. And there's more that I'll tell you about that's in here that specifically applies to the United States and that we, may want to know. But let's go to this that I just presented. It's said in the Henoch prophecies that Russia will move its troops to Arkhangelsk, and this will be in preparation for their attacks on Scandinavia, Sweden, Finland, Norway, not so much involving Denmark, but the other three countries. Now, about 10 years ago, out of nowhere, I thought of a friend of mine who was a med student years back in Chicago when I was an art student, and I decided to look him up out of nowhere. I was living in L.A. at the time, and I looked up, and he was in there. I found him, through searching on Google. He was now a retired physician, a retired pediatrician. He had interested and involved in physics and all. And I call up, I get an answering machine, and I leave word. And within 20 minutes, I get back an enthusiastic response from my friend Sandy. Where are you? Where do you live? Come on over. Okay, so we begin at this point a reunion. We hadn't seen each other literally in 50 years. We were very different people who we had been in our student days. And he asks me what I'm doing, and I start to tell him about Billy Meier, and he says, no, you know, that's a little weird. Don't say, what else is going on in your life? So I leave the Billy Meier thing pretty much alone. But then we stay in touch, and a few months later, I say, look, I'm making a film. And leaving aside, let's say, Billy Meier for right now, what would you have to say? Would you be willing to speak as a physicist, as a professional scientist, about the possibilities of human life elsewhere in the universe? And he said, well, that I'd be happy to talk about that. And he did. And we got that information for the film. And the film came out. It's called As the Time Fulfills. Now, I also happened to send him, I think it was before I finished the filming, I sent him a piece of the Henoch prophecies about the Russian troop movements, but I sent him something else with it. And what I sent him was a news report that the Russians had moved their troops to Arkhangelsk, as predicted. And he called me up and he said, bring your camera. And I said, okay. So he gave me a nice short interview. I asked him a few questions, but he was very free with saying, listen, I want to say this about this man, Billy Meier. He's not crazy. We should be listening to him. I was in the military. I am familiar with this area. It's under year-round cloud cover. This is a very strategic move. How this man, Billy Meier, would know about it before our military, I don't know. But it tells me that he is a well-informed person who certainly is not dangerous to anybody. On the contrary, our government and our military should be looking for it. And it goes on and on. So he was impressed by that because he recognized from that little piece of information that Billy Meier was somehow this unassuming Swiss man getting some very profound and important information for us.
Okay. You have been listening to The Power Hour with guest host Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and our special guest today is Michael Horn. Stay tuned. We'll talk about Trump and future U.S. prophecies after we return. Thank you.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Oh.
it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
This week only, we're offering 10% off all products found at thepowermall.com. That's right, 10% off all Power Mall products through the end of the week. That's 10% off all Power Mall products, excluding all drop-shipped items. Call Jay right now at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or as always, buy from the good guys, buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, offer valid this week only.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth sitting in for Daniel Brigman, and our special guest this hour is Michael Horn, who is the United States Representative for Billy Myers. Now, if you would like to know more information about what we're talking about, please visit Michael Horn's website. It's They Fly, and I love reading theyflyblog.com, but it's theyfly.com. He has many books out. He has published many materials. He has films. It's just a wealth of information on Michael Horn's website. Again, it is theyfly.com. They is T-H-E-Y and fly is F-L-Y.com. Just a wealth of information. Okay, Michael, before the break, we were talking about things that had happened in the past, okay? But Meyer foresaw the election of Donald Trump, commenting that we had a psychopath running against a narcissist. What does he see for the future? Like, let's talk about the pandemics first and then what he sees for our future government after that.
Okay, as you say, let's talk about the pandemic, and that's an important thing because I'm going to make some statements here that are very easy to substantiate, and I also will welcome any questions or challenges. Here's the thing. I almost don't know where to start, but I'm going to give it to you this way. The first warnings about the coronavirus epidemic were published by Meyer in 1989 and 1995. He warned of a lung disease coming out of a bioweapons lab in China. Now, he was referring at that time to the SARS epidemic of 2003. However, in February of last year, to be precise, February 23rd, I received a document from Switzerland, the English translation of a German, because they publish everything first in German. I received a document, and it laid out, oh, maybe, I don't know, 15 bullet points of things pertaining to this seemingly new, you know, disease that we were being confronted with. And I'll just slip away for a second on that to give you a chronology. On January 23rd, a month prior to that, I had been interviewed in San Diego, California, on a morning ABC TV news show about the Meyer case and all of the fantastic stuff. And they knew that there was controversial information in the case. And they said, well, what's one of the controversial things? And I said to them at that point, and I have the video on it, I said, well, you've heard about this coronavirus. Billy Meyer was warning about this as far back as, you know, I think I mentioned 1995. Now, a month later, I get a document from them. In this document, these are some of the things that are mentioned. And this is every one of these copyrights established. Everything I'm going to tell you, we prove to a legal standard. All right. Here's what we published on February 25th. This is already a pandemic and must be treated as such. That was not published in English officially by this, the WHO and the CDC until March 11th, 16 days later. Here were some of the other things they said. Avoid airplanes, ships, and mass transportation. Avoid crowds. Stay at home to avoid exposing yourself to the risk of infection. The real number of infections and deaths are much higher than reported. We've learned that it continues to be the case. And we can always address the thing about false reporting later. Actual incubation period can be up to 4 weeks, even as much as 3 months. This leads to the next thing. They said that this is spread by asymptomatic people. We didn't discover that asymptomatic connection till longer, and I'll be able to give you a lot more information on this. And they said it is spread through the air, breath, and clothing, surfaces, aerosol, air. This was not confirmed until a lot later. Most of the breathing masks that people were picking up are useless, meaning the surgical type masks, which are not meant to prevent a virus from passing in or out. They actually said at the time that the only real effective protection, full real protection, would be two factors here. The full body protective suits with the breathing apparatus, such as like a hazmat suit, and that we needed to set up what they described as hermetically sealed quarantines. And to explain that better, it means that anybody who was being evaluated for this disease or who had it and was being treated would be in a hermetically sealed environment with the medical personnel wearing hazmat suits so that they could not become carriers of this disease, as many medical personnel did because they weren't properly protected, so they carried it out of the hospitals into communities. There's a lot. I mean, I'm not going to elaborate on everything. Suffice it to say, I've published over 100 articles referring to the information in this case, and we have never had to retract one word. We've never had to revise one word, and nothing has ever been shown to be incorrect. Of course, they said initially the Asian races will be more susceptible, but it's going to affect other races over time. The virus will become more aggressive over time. It mutates. Of course, we found that to be true already, and severely. They talked about how severe that was going to be. Children would initially be mainly immune, but they would be the main hidden spreaders of the disease. Both turned out to be true. Children are not any longer immune. It goes on and on. China and the U.S. suppressed the truth for political and economic reasons. The WHO is culpable for not immediately proclaiming a pandemic risk and for shutting down air travel and all. Look what's happened in India, this horrific, well over 350,000 people contracted this thing in a given day, and they haven't shut down air traffic in and out of India. This is what Meyer and the Pollyarin stated over and over from the get-go, is that our leadership is beyond incompetent. And, you know, there are dangers here, and they've gone into this. And, last year they were talking about the dangers coming from irresponsibly and inadequately prepared vaccines that were going to cause tremendous numbers of cases in and of themselves and deaths. And they are saying, look, They're not anti-vaxxers, by the way, for what it's worth. They said in previous information, because I even have it on my website from a couple of years ago when someone asked them about vaccines, and they said, well, there's good vaccines, there's bad vaccines, and because someone was asking about vaccines and autism, which is a whole separate category. And they said, by the way, there is no singular connection between those two. It is possible, as it is with any number of things, that there can be a connection with certain people to vaccinations and autism, but it has other factors, including genetic predispositions and environmental factors and on. But sticking with this for the moment, what I did is I put up new online COVID test. And the reason I put this test up was because publishing our information, doing interviews about it and all of that, I'm going to, be presenting these claims. And of course, it would be very irresponsible to be saying these things and to have them be wrong. We know that already most of the incorrect information has come from two sources, mainly from the official governmental medical community and from conspiracy theorists who have really caused so much damage through their stupidity. Pardon me, but we're talking real life stuff here. So I'm going to refer to this test in two ways. I published a test and I put up a link on Twitter, and a prominent New York physician who was a former president of the Medical Society of New York State, Charles Rothberg, put up a tweet saying, wow, this is very clever. This test is very clever. And what did he mean by that? Well, he got it. And this is, I'll tell you what he got, and then what he backed away from doing anything more, although another doctor's come forward and put his reputation on the line endorsing all this because he's on the front lines and he knows it's true. So here's what I did. I took some of the bullet points from a number of the different transcripts where they are giving endless amounts of information about all this. And I would use the bullet point. For instance, some of the bullet points, pandemic, airborne, self-isolate, spreads on surfaces, hospital contamination, asymptomatic spreaders, more kids, less sick, all this stuff, including, listen to this, infants in the womb and children, because that's in here too. Now I'll come back to that. So what did I do? I put then multiple choice, two choices, Billy Meyer or any official publications. And I put the link to where Billy Meyer, we had his information and published it at least in English, and also where some of the German was published beforehand. And then I searched the internet to the earliest announcement where any of these particulars were confirmed as true facts about the disease. Now, having said that, if anybody finds an earlier official thing, I'm glad to correct, but so far nobody's had to correct this. So here's the deal. When you click on something like infants in the womb and children, well, Billy Meyer was warned about this moving all the way from adults down through adolescence, young people, children, infants in the womb. This becomes a hereditary disease. He published that November 30th, 2019. The first mention that I could find. First baby reported to get coronavirus from mom in womb, study finds. Experts say cases are exceedingly rare. When was that? July 14th. Now remember, we're talking November 30th, 2019, and July 14th, 2020. But that's not all. You know that people have been talking a lot, of course, about what's called now long COVID. And long COVID means that people come down with the disease, those who survive it, and then they start to find that they have symptoms, that they have strange conditions. This was first reported, from what I could find, first reported July 19th, 2020. Now, there might be an earlier reporting, but when did we report this? February 3rd, 2020 is the first information from Switzerland describing all the symptomology and basically saying there is no permanent recovery for the majority. And they're really saying basically for COVID, it will remain in the body. Now, some people may have mild recurrent symptomology. Some people can get a whole other disease manifestation. It's their information is voluminous. It exceeds anything in the medical community. Now, here I'm going to jump to some related part of this, and I'm open to any interruption at any point here on questions. But I started to send, we're publishing February 25th of last year. There are 57 cases in the entire country. 57 cases in America. No one would pick up this information. And let me tell you, I sent it everywhere. I would put out press releases. Two or three press release companies, as soon as they saw what I was writing about, refused to publish our press releases with this information. They didn't want the American public to have it.
So how do we protect ourselves?
Yes.
Is there a cure? How do we protect ourselves, and is there a cure?
Okay. Had we done what they recommended first and what some of our sensible medical advice was, the lockdown and effective masks, and they gave details on which masks are most effective, how to use masks and all. Had we locked down internationally truly, socially isolated truly, and not whimpered and complained as if our precious rights were being taken away by not allowing ourselves to catch a fatal disease or spread it if we had it, this would have been contained, controlled, and conquered in 2 to 3 months. Now, we decided collectively as human beings that, oh, it's imaginary, it's just the flu, it's Bill Gates, it's an evil conspiracy, every conceivable thing except common sense. When you have a contagious disease, you don't walk around exposing yourself, and you protect yourself. And if you have any symptomology, or if you protect yourself from others, you protect others from yourself. This is very basic. So to answer your question, we missed it. Humankind missed the opportunity to contain and control and stop this disease in its tracks. The mutations and the variants and essentially this disease, and there's a lot more information we obviously can't get into in our time frame, this will be with us virtually forever. Now, will there be effective vaccines? Perhaps. What we have to remember is that this variation, this is the 5,000th and something mutation of this organism. This is a bioweapon. And the history of how and by whom it's created, that's all in our material as well. But I want to, right now, that isn't as important as letting people know. This is a bioweapon, a virus that was modified. Now, it was not released on the American people. It was developed in a secret lab in China that wasn't even a government lab there, and accidentally carried out of the lab by infected lab workers who died from it, but not before starting to spread the disease. This is a bioweapon. It has built into it modifications to this virus that it started with that our scientists don't yet know about. And so these mutations foretold in the Meyer material and the variants and the consequences of this. Meyer was the first to publish information about there will be 2 or 3 variants that will occur and that people will be able, you know, there'll be more, but that they will be able to actually contract 2 or 3 variants of this disease at the same time. This is brutal. You know, this is not a joke by any stretch of the imagination. It's not, it doesn't matter. It's a bioweapon that has been set loose on the world. And I won't get into how that came about, because what's important here is to answer your question. We must continue to self-isolate, because we have this happy little thing. If we don't see something and we decide it's gone, let's just go back to normal, which of course is understandable, but it's foolish. So naturally, mask mandates are being lifted everywhere, and all sorts of, well, that's, we can have more people at these events. Billy Meyer published first in April and then again recently, if humankind does not lock down on this and bite the bullet, the ultimate toll, death toll in the world, will rise to something around 500 million people. No place on earth will be unaffected by this. And this asymptomatic transmission was the beginning of this evidence. So now somebody says, oh, he's not a doctor, you're not a doctor. That's fine. You can say whatever you want. Our copyrights, I can walk into a court of law with this sheet of paper and have anybody try to say that they didn't pop. What's the copyright there? Okay, when was it published by the CDC? When was it published by the WHO? When was it published on NBC or WebMD or Bloomberg? Okay, who prevails in your courtroom? We do. And I did this not with this information, with the UFO information. I actually happened to have encountered a judge years ago in Las Vegas who was interested in UFOs but a skeptic, and within 5 minutes, he allowed me to pretend that we were in his courtroom, and I proved to him that the Meyer case was authentic in less than 5 minutes. So all of this stuff, the UFO community and the new thrust with its Pentagon disclosure, my friends, this is a disinformation campaign designed to plunge America into a dead-end worldwide war with Russia and China. And I published another blog about it yesterday, and this morning I got a new confirmation that I'm right about it, and I'm going to be updating my blog today. So I want to go back to the idea of what's in those Henoch prophecies, because there is something else in those Henoch prophecies that I think our audience wants to know about. And I'm literally going to read a couple sentences for you. They're a little rough. Far in the West, it will be different. The United States of America will be a country of total destruction. The cause for this will be manifold, with its global conflicts, which are continuously instigated by it, and which will continue far into the future. America is creating enormous hatred against itself worldwide in many countries. As a result, America will experience enormous catastrophes, which will reach proportions barely imaginable to people of Earth. Here, listen to this, 1987. First time printed in German, 2002 in English. The destruction of the WTC, i.e., the World Trade Center by terrorists, will only be the beginning. And I'll give you another thing. America and Russia will have the most terrible weapons of mass destruction at their disposal, a fact which is already the case to a certain extent today, and will clash with a violent force against each other at the time of conflict, whereby Canada will also be dragged into this conflict. The source of the conflict will substantiate the Russian attack on the American state of Alaska and against Canada. Now, remember before, in this document, the Russians moved their troops to Arkhangelsk, preparing for an attack on Scandinavia. My friend, the doctor, says to me, oh, that is a brilliant, because he read then the whole prophecy, because from there, they could launch their attack against Alaska very easily and come in and bisect the country. Okay, this isn't about the evil Russians, folks, who have never, they're not picking fights with us. We are going to provoke a war with Russia. We're using the stupid UFO community as a carrying water for these intelligence agents who are spreading disinformation, UFOs, UFOs, it's really Russia and China. And so they're going to try and push this. As Billy Meyer's information predicted a couple years ago, NATO and the U.S. would create a base in northern Germany to start provoking Russia into a world war. That fulfilled within about 6 months after that publication. Indeed, the U.S. and NATO have a base in northern Germany. They are now demonizing Putin and all this stuff. The Russians, like everybody else, they're not angels and necessarily devils. They haven't attacked us. They're not doing anything to us, but we're going to make sure that we create the end of the United States of America through the incompetence and the greed and the power hunger of the government, the secret governments, the intelligence agencies, the corporations, the energy corporations, et cetera. And there it is. So yes, there's plenty of stuff about, I think we're running low on time, but there was plenty of information about Trump, turned out to be very accurate. There's still a lot of danger coming from the people that he has mobilized who haven't thought things through terribly well, and who Meyer in 2017 predicted there will be attacks by anti-government forces, people, and different actors, even in the government, against U.S. leadership. He basically almost all you had to do was say January 6th, 2021, and people would have understood. But in that document, he talks about the coming global financial crash, the dispossession of the American people when the government turns the military and the police against the partly heavily armed population. So, yeah,
and I think we are out of time. This is just scary, but such important information. Michael, I'm so appreciative of you coming on air. Again, people can find you on theyfly.com and theyflyblog.com. You have an incredible number of materials there and movies and books. And I was going to say, I thought I was current, but I think I'm not quite current on the most recent blogs with what you're doing. Well, it's just incredible.
If I can throw out a quick thing, anybody listening to this show that wants a free documentary, free, no strings attached, we don't sell your information, find a way to send me an email, mention the show, mention Sharon, anything, and I will send you the best UFO documentary ever made in which a lot of this stuff is predicted. So that's my free offer to this listenership.
So what's the name of that free documentary?
The Silent Revolution of Truth.
Got it. All right, everybody, you've heard it. Ask for The Silent Revolution of Truth. You can contact me also through knowthename.com if you didn't catch all of that. Thank you so much, Michael. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth concluding this hour of the Power Hour for Daniel Brigman. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with my second guest.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.